This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. In the end, this Waddle-Fuller connection should changed the entire dynamics of this offense because they did not possess this last year. And that's going to change how secondaries treat this team. And it's going to freak linebackers out because they're going to have a lot more responsibilities underneath, worrying about Gesicki, worrying about some other things at times, running backs coming out of the backfield, because you've got those two guys that are going to be able to keep those deep corners and safeties extremely busy.
Absolutely, no question about it. Fuller and Waddle should change the way this team plays, and not just them, but Lindbaum Jr. They've got an arsenal of weaponry where there is nothing that they're missing, and in fact, they've got two of everything. So I would say the only thing that they're missing from a weaponry standpoint is probably a power back, and you could argue that Malcolm Brown and Jared Doakes are those power backs. We have to see it before we can actually say it's reality. But yeah, they've got every single I would argue, and I definitely want your listeners, like, name me a better Dolphins receiving core from top to bottom than this unit. I could tell you.
We have to go back to Clayton Duper, Duriel Harris. That combination, Saffolo, Nat Moore, that five group, that was a pretty awesome freaking group. You have to go way back to that era in order to compare it to this right now. Because I love the Chambers, but it wasn't a deep group. Because I'm a Chambers fan, but
Chambers,
but
number two is a Ronda Gadsden. Probably be a tight end in today's NFL.
Yeah. He could be a receiver too because you can't stop him. You just can't stop his big ass. He bodies you, and then he has those ginormous hands that you're just not going to take it away, bro. I mean, that's the thing about Aronde. He was slow as molasses, but he didn't need the speed because he knew once you were on his hip, you were done, bro. You were done because body control is something special in a wide receiver. Not everybody has it. This is why DeSean Hopkins, DeSean Hopkins, right? It is DeSean Hopkins, right?
Yeah.
This is why it's not just because he has It's not just because he has hands and athleticism. His body control is sick, dude. When you're able to understand how to work that in the air to your advantage, you're done, bro. You're done. And it doesn't matter what DB you are. The other guy's going to beat you because he's better than you in the air. And that's what Aronde Gadsden had, that once he got up in the air, he always positioned himself between you and the football, and you weren't going to get it, you know? So that's the only reason why I think he could still play wide receiver, because his body control was just absolutely sick. That's it. Have you been to the Hall of Fame and you saw his picture against the Raiders?
I've been to the Hall of Fame. I don't know if I've seen his picture against the Raiders. Yeah.
It's, you know, the one-handed one that he's like, you know, grabbing it, like he catches the ball like this in the middle of the field. That picture is there in the Hall of Fame with the gloves, actually, that he used to make that catch. That's how legendary that catch is, that it made it to the Hall. Which is the battle you're looking forward to the most in camp? Which is the battle you think is the best that Dolphins need to focus in on? What two or three guys are battling for one spot?
Matt Scora, Michael Dieter, Cameron Tom for the center battle. I think the fifth wide receiver battle is going to be a pretty good one in terms of who is it? Albert Wilson? Is it Jakeem Grant? Is it why am I drawing a blank on receiver names today? Is it Malcolm Perry? Is it going to be Mac Hollins? Is it going to be the new guy, Robert Foster? I couldn't even tell you how to call that one. I think the inline tight end, can anyone challenge Durham Smythe for his status on that job? Adam Shaheen, the new guy, Siathan Carter, Hunter Long, the draftee, and then the nickel quarterback spot. I'm a Nick Needham superstar fan. They continue to try to, you know, the odds are always stacked against superstar, and somehow he always rises to the top and perseveres. He'll probably begin training camp like third team unit and work his way. And that's what he did last year. Third team right. unit, afterthought, work his way right back up to the first team unit. But Justin Coleman is no slouch. I think you got Jason McCourty. Jason McCourty's in the mix there. But Nick Needham, man, those are the guys that I always respect. The Nick Needhams, the Miles Gaskin, the Jesse Davises, the guys who nothing is ever given to them, but they take what they keep what they kill. To quote Riddick. They kill it in training camp, and they keep their jobs, they keep their responsibilities, because you know what? They just get it done.